News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. With 229 people testing positive on Thursday, the number of coronavirus cases in Maharashtra reached 1,364, with the state also reporting 25 fatalities, taking the death toll so far to 97. The bulk of new cases were reported in Mumbai. Both the number of new patients and that of the deaths are the highest for a single day so far, said an official of the state health department. So far, 125 persons have recovered and been discharged from hospitals in the state. The Brihanmumbai Municipal Corporation said 79 people tested positive for COVID-19 on Thursday, taking the number of such cases in the country's financial capital to 775. Maharashtra's Health Minister Rajesh Tope described the situation in the state as worrisome. Despite our efforts, the lockdown is being defied by people under various excuses. It is worrisome that the number of COVID-19 cases is not coming down, he said after a cabinet meeting. Of the 25 deaths, of 15 men and 10 women, Pune reported 14 deaths, followed by 9 in Mumbai and 1 each from Ratnagiri and Malegaon, said the state health official. But authorities in Pune said only 6 coronavirus patients died in the district since Wednesday night. A 101-year-old woman in Mumbai who had tested positive for coronavirus died on Thursday, becoming the oldest coronavirus casualty in the state. 12 of the 25 persons who died today were above 60, while 11 were in the 40 to 60 age bracket. Only 2 were less than 40 years old, said the official, adding that most of them suffered from diabetes, high blood pressure, asthma or cardiac ailments. So far, 54 people have died in Mumbai and 24 in Pune, the official said. But the BMC said the death toll in the state capital was 65. Out of the 1,364 COVID-19 patients, 876 are from Mumbai and 181 from Pune, said the official. The central government on Thursday sanctioned Rs 15,000 crore for the India COVID-19 Emergency Response and Health System Preparedness Package aimed at fighting the global pandemic that has so far led to 169 deaths in the country. The move came a fortnight after Prime Minister Narendra Modi in his address to the country announced the decision. The funds sanctioned will be utilized for immediate COVID-19 emergency response, an amount of Rs 7,774 crore, and the remaining for medium-term support over 1 to 4 years to be provided under the mission mode approach, said a release from the Union Government. The project will be implemented in 3 phases from January 2020 to March 2024, and its primary objectives include mounting emergency response to slow and limit the spread of the virus in India through the development of diagnostics and COVID-19 dedicated treatment facilities, centralized procurement of essential medical equipment and drugs required for treatment of infected patients. It also aims to strengthen and build resilient national and state health systems to support prevention and preparedness for future outbreaks, as well as establish laboratories and bolster surveillance activities, biosecurity preparedness and pandemic research. The funds will also be used to proactively engage communities and conduct risk communication activities. These initiatives will be implemented under the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare. The ministry so far has disbursed Rs 4,113 crore to all states and union territories to deal with the emergency COVID-19 response. The global coronavirus pandemic is causing an economic crisis unlike any in the past century and will require a massive response to help in the recovery, IMF Chief Kristalina Georgieva said on Thursday. She warned that global growth will turn sharply negative in 2020, with 170 of the International Monetary Fund's 180 members experiencing a decline in per capita income. In fact, we anticipate the worst economic fallout since the Great Depression, she said. Even in the best case, the IMF expects only a partial recovery next year, and she urged governments to provide lifelines for businesses and households to avoid a scarring of the economy that would make the recovery so much more difficult. But it could get worse, and there is tremendous uncertainty around the outlook and the duration of the pandemic. Countries already have taken steps worth a combined $8 trillion, but Georgieva urged governments to do more. On Tuesday, the IMF will release its World Economic Outlook with grim forecasts for its members for this year and the next. In January, the IMF projected global growth of 3.3% this year and 3.4% in 2021. But that was a different world. The bleak outlook applies to advanced and developing economies alike. This crisis knows no boundaries. Everybody hurts, Georgieva said. She noted that about $100 billion in investments already had fled emerging markets, more than three times the capital exodus seen in the 2008 global financial crisis. And the Board of Control for Cricket in India has been keeping its fingers crossed and options open for a possibility of organizing the Indian Premier League as early as July, after the T20 tournament was postponed owing to the 21-day coronavirus lockdown. The board is looking at an alternate window to host matches, possibly in July or latest during winter, a BCCI official told CNBC TV18 on condition of anonymity. The 2020 edition of the IPL was slated to begin on March 29, but the spread of the coronavirus in March forced the tournament to be put on hold. The cricket governing body in the country is keenly watching the coronavirus situation and is hopeful that the entire event be cancelled, given the financial commitments of the stakeholders, including BCCI, the broadcasters, as well as the franchise owners. So, IPL matches may also be held without fans in the stadium, but only as a last resort, the official quoted above said. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced a 21-day national lockdown to encourage social distancing and slow the spread of the virus, with talks among many quarters that the lockdown may be extended. According to estimates, if the IPL is not held this year, the tournament might lose ₹5,000 to ₹7,500 crore. Of its ₹47,500 crore valuation. If the lockdown is extended, it would be difficult to have a full-fledged IPL in the current window till the beginning of June, said another senior BCCI official to CNBC TV 18. The BCCI official said the board was still working out its revenue hit should the event be cancelled, but warned of significant collateral damage to broadcasters and sponsors should it not be held. If the IPL is cancelled, broadcasters would lose ₹3,269.50 crore, with them having bought the right for ₹16,347 crore in 2018 for 5 years. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.